want to welcome in studio guest Christy Vandenberg from a brand new nonprofit organization, which it's a great organization.
I'll
let you kind of, you were formerly with the Red Cross, and now you've started something brand spanking new.
Well, yeah, I've always been in the nonprofit kind of world, and I've always wanted to do something that made a difference. I had some people approach me once I had left the Red Cross and ask me if I would be interested in helping to promote organ donations.
So much for retirement.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, so let's talk about organ donation. I mean, there's a lot of fears about that.
Yeah, there are a lot of things out there that people think that aren't true. And the reality of it is that we need to have more people signed up to be organ donors. We've got a lot of people, even in this community, that have been impacted by organ donations. They've either provided an organ for someone they care about, or they've been given an organ. So it's a real topic for all of us here right in the Texas Hill Country.
Now let me ask you, that you have an office and a place that people can call if they've got questions?
I do. We have an I have an office, and I can give you that phone number. Do you want that phone number?
Sure.
830-792-9197. We also have a website. It's www.theultimategiftoflife.com. And we do have a Facebook page as well.
Now, since this is brand new, nobody's done that in the Hill Country, and do you serve more than just Kerr County?
Yeah, we will serve, we're going to serve the whole Texas Hill Country, and I've even talked to some people in San Antonio about going in, because our primary mission is education. It is about getting out there and talking about organ donation and the registry and how important it is to increase the number of people registered.
Now, there's a lot of myths, but let's talk about the main organ donations. You know, you have the heart, your sight, kidney, lungs. What are some of the other?
Pancreas. Kidneys are not the number one. Almost 60% or more of the people on the waiting list are actually waiting for a kidney.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And you have two of them.
You have two of them, and you can live with one. So a lot of times if we talk to someone about a living donation, it's because someone actually gave up a kidney that was a perfect match for someone whose kidneys were in complete failure.
Now, and certainly that extends their life, and I mean, it's just, it's a wonderful thing that we can do this with some
right.
of our body parts, rather than be buried with them and they don't do anyone any good at that point.
That's so true. And again, most of the major religions, in fact, all of them actually support organ donation. So it's not necessarily a religious choice. It's more about a personal choice. The nice thing is it's really easy to register. There is a national registry. And then if you are taken into the hospital because you've had an accident, and once they've done everything they can do for you in the emergency room in the trauma center, and a decision has to be made because you cannot be saved, then that's when the decision to donate organs comes in.
And at that point is when your responsibility actually ends, or the family member's responsibility ends. And
that's correct. The costs from that point on are taken on by the procurement organization and the recipient of the organ.
Now, those of you who have gone and renewed your driver's license, you're asked the question if you want to be a donor. I looked on my driver's license, and I did. I knew I did.
Yeah, you had the heart in the lower right-hand corner.
But that doesn't mean if I'm out of Texas or someplace else that you have to go and double check that, right?
Right, and that's why it's so important for people to be on the national registry. That's the first place that the organ procurement organizations are going to go to see if you are, in fact, a donor. The really nice thing about that is if you are registered, that is a decision your family, the people who are left behind, do not have to make. You've made the decision. They have to continue going through the grieving process, and hopefully they'll find maybe a measure of comfort in the fact that your donation is going to make a difference to someone else.
Oh, absolutely. Now, that we've kind of fallen into a couple of myths there.
Right. And there are a lot out there.
Oh my goodness! You know, they think that if they cannot revive you and they can't do anything for you, that in some cases they won't try because you're a donor, right?
Right. And the hospital, I mean, their main goal is to save you. That's their only goal. And we have community hospitals here. They are not transplant centers. So they do everything they can to save your life. And then at that moment, when the family needs to be asked whether or not they want to continue these extraordinary measures, and there's not a chance that you can continue the way you were before, that's the point where you're asked if you want to be an organ donor.
Wow. And there's, I mean, we could talk for hours probably on this particular subject, but we've kind of covered some of the biggies here.
Yeah.
Now, the first step you need to do is talk to the family and make sure that it's okay with them that you're going to be a donor, and then go and sign up?
Yeah, if you're 18, it's your decision. You're considered an adult in the state of Texas. And once you register, that's your decision, and that's the decision that holds. Now, parents can sign up their kids, and the family needs to really just be informed. And that's just a simple, hey, this is what I did. I want you all to support my decision if something happens to me.
Is it age limit?
There is no age limit. One of the oldest donors was over 100 years of age, and that's one of those other myths, if you will. I'm too old to be a donor. No, you're not. You can be an organ donor. You can be a tissue donor.
And you can help up to 8 people, I've read.
8 people with organs, up to 50 or more people with tissue and other things like that, like your corneas.
Wow. Incredible. Well, we're going to, because we're running a little out of time here, but let's repeat where they can get a hold of you and start the process if they're interested in or answer some questions.
Yeah, I would love, if anyone has any questions, to give me a call at 830-792-9197. Our website is theultimategiftoflife.com. And I'd love to go out and talk to groups and just talk about what some of those myths are and what some of the facts are if you want to give me a call.
You're a terrific lady. Christy Vandenberg with the Ultimate Gift of Life Organization. And we'll be talking some more. We want to get all these myths and all this stuff out.
That'd be great.
Thank you for stopping by the studio.
Thank you.